I started yoga about 9 years ago when I was approaching 50. And when I first started it, it was mainly a physical pursuit because I was in major need of a lifestyle adjustment in terms of my physical being. And the first thing that yoga did for me is I very quickly realized that if I practiced and put in effort, I could improve. And that was an incredibly encouraging thing to have happen at that point in my life, to know that I could improve in a physical way at that age. So that was just wonderful. But secondly, as my commitment to yoga grew a little bit deeper, and I was attempting poses that were a lot more challenging for me, and I found many poses that I did not find immediate success in, I started to realize how much it was so much more than a physical pursuit, that whatever mental things were going on in my being when I came to my practice were reflected in the asanas, and that if I brought any kind of frustration or negativity or any leftover anger or anything like that to my practice, it really was very detrimental to my practice. And I realized that it wasn't just about my physical being, but that it was way more about my mental being. And it was kind of a dumb moment when I realized that if those negative emotions could affect my yoga practice so strongly, that wow, they must be really affecting every other part of my life. And it was then that I really realized that these were things that were not helpful in any way to me, and they were not the kinds of things I wanted to project out into the world. And so even though I still struggle with those kinds of negative things, yoga has made me very aware that they're not helpful, and I don't want to project those kinds of things. I don't want those vibrations coming off of me into the world. And so even though I still do, yoga has really pushed me to aspire to change that. And the last thing that yoga has really done for me is when I met Satyam, and I made a really much deeper commitment to make yoga a very integral part of my life. It just coincidentally happened to be that both my mom and dad got very ill and subsequently died. I was one of the primary caretakers for both of them, and so it was an extremely stressful time for me. And yoga became my sanctuary. It became the place that I could come and reflect on what was happening and what I was feeling, and really allow myself to acknowledge what was going on in my life and the really intense sadness and grief that I felt. And it was really the only time that I had to do that, because of just being so busy with their care and with all the things that go with it. And since they both passed, yoga has remained my sanctuary, especially the meditation circles that we have started doing, because those are the times when I can acknowledge to myself a lot of the feelings and the things associated with difficult times in my life. But even more importantly, it's allowed me to start sort of stepping back and seeing a really different perspective on those kinds of events in my life, and to be able to see them more as just transitions in what is a fairly amazing existence, and to view them with that perspective rather than ones of just total sadness and grief, but to see them as part of a much larger picture. And for that, I am very grateful to yoga and to Satyam. Thanks.